I was always a studious type of kid. I knew all the books of the Bible at one point when I was like 3. I started reading when I was real young. Overall, I've always been a smart guy. I caught on to certain concepts faster than the majority of the kids I went to school with. And not only did I realize myself in comparisons to others, I realized how smart kids got treated, especially in the Black community. Now, I was funny looking, outgoing, talkative, could be a little ghetto. So I pretty much got a pass that other kids couldn't have gotten with my intelligence. But I also noticed that there was a difference between Black male nerds and Black female nerds. Let me talk about that. If you are a Black male nerd and you are ugly, short, fat, average looking, good looking, and you're considered what is lame, you're not getting no play. You're just not. There is no such thing as an attractive, nerdy guy. Especially in the Black community. You're going to get roasted. You're going to get made fun of. All of the above is going to happen to you. And check this out. When Black men talk about how they were treated, being smart or talking white and stuff like that, the rebuttal answer that you get from Black women is that, well, I was a Black female nerd and I got the same treatment too. But you know what? The only Black female nerds that got treated bad are the ugly ones. See, this is what we're talking about today. This is a big difference. A guy can be an attractive nerd and still be lame. Women don't want to mess with him like that. He's still a sucker. But see, that's not the same case for women. For women, it's actually cool to be smart. And don't let her be in the same category that I'm going to talk about right now. I went to Howard University. In the engineering program, I saw women who were the biggest nerds. But that ain't, the brain wasn't the only big thing they had on them. They also had a fat ass too. And let me tell you the difference. If you are a nerdy chick with a fat ass, niggas are not going to be roasting you. Niggas are not going to be talking shit to you. Brothers are not going to be talking trash to you. That's the difference. You are female. See, this is the thing. Nerdy chicks not going to get made fun of for doing their homework. Most niggas want to get their homework done. If a woman is getting made fun of, it's just because she's ugly or she's big. But if she is anywhere near decent looking to being hella thick, Black female nerds are going to get the same treatment as Bonquisha, as Boonkisha, as Lalaisha. It doesn't matter. They're going to get the same thing. Now, we got to be honest about this in certain parts of Black communities where the thirst can be even real. Because we know that females, when they roast dudes, and I got to talk about this, like when I was getting roasted, ah, you hella Black, you charcoal, your lips is multi-colored like a pack of Skittles. They mean that. Women don't roast you because they like you Women roast you because you look like some shit. This is how they feel. Like, oh, look at this ugly nigga. They're going to be killing you. The only time that they're going to say that they really liked you is 10 years down the line when you fill out, grow some inches, and get a better job and have a buff body. Then they might come back and say that. That's the first thing, right? But see, with dudes will go out and roast a female who is fat or unattractive. Let somebody not be looking. Catch him by himself.
Hey, Fat Keisha, how you doing?
Am I lying? Don't play with me. Am I lying? See, that's the difference. See, these girls might get made fun of in public, but in certain places of the black community where the thirst is real, those dudes will be secretly loving those chicks when ain't nobody watching, be walking down the street. Ooh, I saw you with Fat Keisha. No, you didn't. Let's fight. See, that's the difference. Even the women who are unattractive in black communities, if they're nerds, they still get offers. Why are y'all lying? Now, here's the problem. Again, let me go back to some black manosphere 101. The problem is when female nerds say that they didn't get holler at or they got made fun of, what they're talking about is, for the most part, they didn't get the guys that they want. Okay? That's their problem. When most black dudes who were nerds and got made fun of, they couldn't get anybody at all. Because they are considered swagless. See, there's a lot of things that you got to do as a black man in the black community, like to get a girl. Like, if you, let's put some things out there. If you are ugly, if you're short, if you're fat, those three things are struggle mania. You dusty, you fucked up, you're busted up, you have nothing, right? You have a lot of struggles going on. And then throw you short, fat, ugly, and if you're broke, okay? All of those things are bad. Even if you're good looking and tall, but you are a nerd and you got high waters on and you don't have no money, you got beat up shoes, that's going to kick you out the game. A nerd, all she got to do is have some breasts or a butt. Sometimes just even a vagina. See, black women, they don't have to have swag. See, this is what I'm talking about. If you are a black male nerd or smart guy, you better be the team quarterback with a 4.0. See, you can't just be a nerd by yourself, nigga. You need to be a nerd and scoring 30 points a game in the basketball court. You need to be a nerd and a rapper. See, the grade point average has to be secondary. Has to be secondary. You can't be, oh my God, he's an honor student and he's the goalie in the soccer team. No. No. That has to be secondary. Let me go back to what I'm talking about here. Now, when it's the women, being smart and being educated as a black woman, that doesn't, men don't look for swag in women. We're not looking for you to make us laugh. Like, what nigga has ever said, damn, man, I really love her. She's so funny. Man, she just be having me laughing. Man, she just be having me. Who? No, nobody does that. What niggas is talking about is the booty fat. What's the breast is looking like? Is she cute? Okay, is she ugly? Okay, is she ugly with a big booty? Okay, is she ugly and she will let me see all of those things? Even if you ugly and you thick, we'll take that. We don't care if you can read or not. Most dudes do not care if you can spell. We don't look at you and be like, I bet you she's smart. No. You're like, damn, I already want to hit that from the back. This is what we're talking about. So there's a difference between how black male nerds are treated and how black female nerds are treated. And y'all not going to be up here lying, well, I got treated bad too. No, you didn't. Especially if you were developed. And even if you got roasted, if you were too skinny or you too fat, somebody was on the low roasting you at the same time, simping on the low, walking you home from school, buying you chocolate milk and cookie bars and all that stuff on the low. Stop playing with me. And if you think I'm lying, disagree, let me know in the comment section. Anyways, shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate you, brothers. Subscribe to the channel. Check me out at www.patreon.com/NegroManosphere. $5 a month. I appreciate all 380 Patreon subscribers. Keeping the Black Manosphere afloat. NegroManosphere.com. Thank you, brothers. Thank you for supporting Black Male Media, man. Let me know what you think, man. Follow me, actually, on Instagram. The_NegroManosphere. That's our new page. Make sure you check us out. The links will be in the top of the comments, pinned to the top. As you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. Peace.